Purim is a Jewish holiday that celebrates the foiling of Haman's plan to eradicate the Jewish people, according to the biblical book of Esther. Rabbi Barbara Block of Temple Israel says that Purim is a unique celebration.
Well, we celebrate Purim by reading from the book of Esther. That is the central observance. And that can be done either reading from the actual text in Hebrew. If some congregations might read it in Hebrew, we would ordinarily read it in English. Or it can be done as what's called the spiel, a Purim spiel, which is telling the story but in a funny way. Because Purim is the holiday where you have fun.
In addition, she says children and some adults will also dress up in costume.
The tradition has been for children to dress up as the characters in the Purim story. So girls would dress up as Queen Vashti or Queen Esther, and boys would dress up as King Ahasuerus or Mordecai or Haman.
Kids will deliver plates of food to friends and neighbors, she said. And Purim is a time when the congregation makes sure the poor are provided for. From a more academic perspective, some scholars say that the story of Esther is to be interpreted for its moral lessons, and not as a historical book. Dr. Vadim Putsu is an assistant professor of Judaism at Missouri State University.
Purim has its origin in the story of Esther, or perhaps according to scholars, it's actually the other way around, which is to say, scholars tend to believe that Persian Jews were already possibly celebrating an old pagan, possibly Babylonian festival that had to do with some sort of carnivalesque holiday. And then eventually they wrote the Scroll of Esther to give some sort of a religious justification to that festival, to that celebration, and to give it like a Jewish flavor, to adapt it to their own customs and needs.
The story of Esther, Putsu said, is essentially a story about the problems of living as an ethnic and religious minority in exile in the diaspora. And as with many holidays, there's a special food associated with Purim. Again, here's Rabbi Barbara Block.
It's called the Hamantaschen, which means either Haman's hat or Haman's ears, depending on whom you ask. It is a the important thing is that it has three corners. It's a triangular pastry, cookie or pastry, with various fillings, traditionally poppy seed or prune, and we've branched out. People fill them with chocolate, of course. People fill them with all kinds of good things, fruit of different kinds.
Block says Hamantaschen has a significance unique to the holiday and unique to the Jewish people.
Those pastries are a way of making light of someone who, according to the story, was a very, very bad man. And Haman wanted to exterminate all the Jews. And there have been people like Haman throughout history, unfortunately.
She says eating Hamantaschen goes beyond just a celebration of Purim.
Throughout the ages, the people who have wanted to see the Jewish people, and despite that, we're still here and we're still eating Hamantaschen.
For KSMU News, I'm Terry Chapman.